She sighed and gave up. She put a hand on his shoulder and turned him around. Her voice held the unmistakable shade of a cue, one damn well not to be ignored.
"Well, you don't have to do it right this instant. Besides, it's lunchtime and you've been wanting to talk to Jack since yesterday. You know you have, Holly. And I think it's a good time for the two of you to get acquainted."
Holly had turned red at her words. He looked sheepishly at me again, like a little boy meeting the star of the vid instead of an all-universe brain. I smiled encouragingly in return while admonishing myself never to get the two personalities confused. He may be a kid, but he was the smartest one I had ever seen. Lunch was awkward. Holly away from his lab was pure adolescent where I was concerned. He stumbled and started and in all ways looked the part of somebody with a million questions burning inside but afraid to ask them for fear of looking as awkward as he felt. It made me nervous. I knew what he wanted, of course. Jack Crow stories. But I wasn't really up to that, for some reason. I made do with the tales of tales and a little name-dropping. Some of it was true. As soon as I could, I tried to get the subject back onto Holly's work and my alleged fascination with it, not to mention my eagerness to help.
"What made you so interested?"
asked Lya, in an innocent tone I couldn't quite be sure of. I mumbled something in return, moving quickly to, "The thing is, Holly, I'm not sure if I can be of any help at all. This is all pretty technical to me." Which was a good way to avoid substance and complicated lies, while sliding in a complimentary and admiring tone toward Holly. Holly loved it, launching into a long and unconvincing diatribe about how he could always use what he referred to as conceptual help, which meant, essentially, thinking up areas of research instead of concentrating on specific data as only a trained tech could do. He was full of shit, but he meant well, I knew. And clearly, he did seem to believe that having me around was going to be worth his while, if only so he could gawk at me. His lack of specific conviction on the subject of my usefulness made everyone a little nervous, so we broke up the meal soon after that. He gave me a tape explaining the general areas in which he was currently involved.
"Not too technical, really,"
he hoped, more than meant. But I accepted the tape anyway and promised to get right at it.
"Fine," he said. "You think maybe we could talk at dinner? Not about shop,"
he added quickly.
"Just in general, sort of social."
"I'd love to," I said with sincerity, and so we got through lunch without any of us having to break down and actually face the questions that counted, such as, just what the hell was I doing there? How did I get there? How long was I going to stay? What was going on, in other words? I went through the motions because they suited my plans. Holly did because he loved having me around. Lya, well, she didn't buy it, I could tell. But she didn't seem particularly suspicious, either. Not yet. But she'd want to know soon. Sooner than Holly, and probably a lot sooner than I wanted to tell her. I dropped the tape off in my rooms without a glance. Then I headed outside, wandering lost only briefly until I found the main seal. Security on the outer dome pointed me in the right direction, so I headed back across the bridge toward the city and the refugees, and among them, my contact with Borglin. Toward, in fact, exactly what in the hell I was doing there.